I'm going to continue on with the scripture text that I mentioned a while ago in Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 20. Now this continuation, right after when Jesus went to the synagogue, they gave him the scroll to read the scripture. This was in Nazareth. That's what started this thing, them getting mad at him. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim to the captives to be released, that the blind will see and the downtrodden will be free from their oppressors, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." And then he rolled back up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And he said, "And this day the scripture has come true before your very eyes." Wow. I picked up the story right there in verse 20. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, sat down. Everyone in the synagogue or church stared at him intently. Then he said, "This scripture has come true today before your very eyes." All who were spoken well of him were amazed by the gracious words that fell from his lips. But then they said, "How can this be?" they asked. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" And he said, "Probably you will quote the proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself,' meaning, why don't you do miracles here in your hometown like you did in Capernaum? But the truth is, no prophet is accepted in his own hometown. Certainly there were many widows in Israel who needed help in Elijah's time, when there was no rain for 3.5 years and hunger stalked the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He was sent instead to a widow, Zarephath, a foreigner in the land of Sidon. Oh, or think that the prophet Elijah, who healed Naaman, a Syrian, rather than the many lepers in Israel who needed help." When they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. Jumping up, they mobbed him and took him to the edge on a hill, in which was where the city was built, and they intended to push him over the cliff, but he slipped away through the crowd and left them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.